Blog Talk Radio.
From the inside out, Lord. Oh, look at it. I need you to
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We are trying to get this thing here. So y'all stand by for a minute, and we are going to right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Pastor, thank you for that song, A Change, A Wonderful Change Has Come Over Me. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We want to thank you for another day, thanking you for the broadcast, thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet and all those who participate. We're thankful for our pastor, Father God, as he teaches the word, Father God, being led by the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask that you would be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are going through. Be with those who are bereaved. And be with all the sick and the shut in. Lord, we give you praise. And we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to this word today, Father God. And then let us meditate on it day and night, Father God. We're thanking you for the word. We're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Praise God. And thank you to everyone for being with us on today. Amen. I'm not sure. If you can all hear. The pastor's still teaching on developing godly thinking. Amen. And in developing godly thinking, we have to be in the Word of God. He was telling us about the scripture. I want to say it was Matthew 7, the last. Towards the end of our lesson, Matthew 7, verses 20. Let me get that verse. I can at least read that until Pastor's able to get back on. So, Matthew 22. Let me go there. I want to say it's 22. Is our foundational scripture in verse 37. It says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And so when we're thinking about developing the godly way of thinking, then we have to know that God's word says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy mind. So you have to have that mind of Christ. Amen. That's what it tells us in Timothy. You have to have the mind of Christ in order to develop the godly thinking. So from the Message Bible, Matthew 22, reads, this is from the Message Bible. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first of it on any list. So that's what we have to do. So we have to meditate on that word, and that way we can develop the godly way of thinking, and we'll be able to love God with our whole heart. And then, you know, he's talking about Lord, so that Lord, the Lord is in there, because scripture said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So the pastor's back with us. All
well,
right,
praise
Pastor.
God. Thank you so much, Pastor. And I have no idea, not trying to explain anything. I just know that all things work together for my good because I love the Lord and call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So you just took over from me, Pastor. I appreciate that. People, we're talking about developing the God way of thinking or the godly thinking. And one of the things about this is that you have to understand we have to develop. The church is not developing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if we never developed the phone, we would still have a phone hanging on to our ear. We wouldn't be able to go no further than the kitchen. If we never developed.
Mm-hmm.
If we never developed the automobile, we would still be having everybody would have a convertible, a hard car. Yeah, mm-hmm. Seriously, though. When you think about how the automobile having developed, it
mm-hmm.
went from, you know, jumping in there, starting up the car from the front, to not even having headlights, to having headlights, to putting sides on the doors or on the vehicle. When you think about how it developed over the years, it went from mashing a button on the floor to start a car to putting the key in, and now you can tell Siri to start your car, and she'll do it for you.
Uh-huh.
Develop. But the body of Christ need to develop the godly way of thinking. And in order to do that, you have to remember that God is Lord. That's been the problem. We haven't acknowledged him as Lord. You want to get healed? Start using the word Lord. You want your finances to change? Use Lord. Lord God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Jesus said. I like Psalms 121, 7 and 8. I'm going to read this for your hearing them as Pastor. She'll read it out of the Messenger Bible. It says, the Psalms 121, verse 7 and verse 8 reads like this. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Are you there? He shall preserve thy soul.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even evermore.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. Amen. Amen.
Now notice he says the Lord that does it. It's the Lord your God. Now, don't worry about God. Don't worry about Jesus. Don't worry about Christ. Don't worry about Yahweh. Don't worry about Nisa. Worry about Lord. See, this word Lord means a lot, brothers and sisters. And if you want to get something done, remember it's the Lord your God who created this.
Yes. Amen.
It's the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He didn't say God now. He said the Lord.
Amen.
He said the Lord. And if you were, it's the Lord that's going to preserve you. So you got to come to know the Lord. So if you're going to think like him, no reason Jesus said over there, I think it was, what scripture you read, Pastor? And we're going to get into some of it in a moment. But you read a scripture a moment ago. I want to say so in the book of Matthews.
Matthew 22.
I want you to read that from the Messenger Bible.
Okay. Matthew 22:37. Okay. 1 second here. 22. From the Message Bible, Matthew 22:37. Jesus answered. Let me make sure I had the right one. 37. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. Amen.
Yeah. See, David acknowledged who God was by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He never said God. So sometimes you'll see God and Lord used at the same time. And you go like, wait a minute now. Why would they say the Lord and then say God? And then why would Jesus say, love the Lord your God?
Yeah.
That's the same thing God is saying, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Now, here's the key. Here's the key. When you began to use the word Lord, you recognize his superiority. You recognize how supreme he is. You recognize when you said Lord, you're saying he's your master. He's your ruler. I'm telling you, out of the 6,000, I like to use the word 7,000 because it's almost 7,000 times that this word Lord appears. And I love the way it appears in the New Testament. The 600 and some time, almost 700 times, it appears in the New Testament. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Because they all acknowledge who the Lord is. See, the Lord been here all along. Who was that?
Yeah.
Christ.
All right.
It was Christ. Okay. So Paul said it was Christ. Christ said it was Christ.
All right.
So I'm going to deal with a lot of that this week. And hopefully, and I know we had a little glitch the other day, but hopefully the Lord will be able to show you when you begin to acknowledge him as Lord, the benefits you get. You recognize who he is. One of the things I noticed in the New Testament, when that thief was dying, he said, Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
When you come into thy kingdom, Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me, because he called him Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody say unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Now, not everybody say this. But those who we have preserved to take care of, God is going to take care of you. I don't care what you're going through, what you've been through. It's the Lord God. It's the Lord your God who's going to take care of you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I like the fact that he tells us to love the Lord. And I keep saying, well, Lord, what is it? What is this really about? And he's showing me that the only reason he wants you to love so you can start thinking like him.
All right.
But you have to develop that godly thinking. And if you're around him long enough, you will develop it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you'll be around Puerto Ricans long enough, you'll start speaking Spanish. You'll be around Korean long enough, you'll find yourself, So you have to be around something. That's why the Bible says abide in the word and the word abide in you. Because if whatever you're around, that's what you're going to take on. Say that one more time, preacher. Whatever you're around, that's the spirit that you're going to take on.
Yeah.
If you're around watered down gospel, that's what you're going to get, watered down. But if you're around truth, the real, where the truth is shining bigger than the person, the truth have more substance than the moment. It's more everlasting. Well, when you're around truth, you're going to desire more truth. You're going to want more truth.
Yeah. Amen.
And you be around the truth for nothing enough, you ain't gonna want no other way of thinking. You want to think godly.
That's right. Amen.
But you have to develop that.
Mm-hmm.
You develop over the years. You were born with everything, but it had to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is our way of thinking. That's why God gave us his mind, so we can develop what it means to be Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to, Abraham was so into the Lord and into what God, his Lord, had told him until his wife, Sarah, called him Lord.
Amen. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
That somebody's a ruler. I see why Satan don't want this word to be known, because you really get a real good clue of what this word is really saying. Listen, brothers and sisters, you'll fall into obedience. That's what God wants. That's what the Lord wants. So when you see that word Lord, most of the time it's requiring obedience or somebody who's walking in obedience. So you may see this word 6,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's a word that really referred to obedience, because you're free from a lot of traps. You're free from a lot of stuff. So when you begin to say Lord, you take ownership that there is a superior being.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When you say Lord, you're even saying, like we're talking about Abraham and Sarah, Sarah was recognizing that that was her husband.
Yeah.
That he was over her head. That he would have to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the scripture today. When you recognize God as Lord, he's obligated to protect you. Isn't that what we read? The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Man, when you recognize him as Lord, he has to preserve you. He has to protect you from evil. You may wonder why this happened, that happened. Don't worry about it. It's the Lord your God.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
And when you start using the word Lord singular or by itself, you know, Paul would say things like the Lord Jesus Christ, or I thank the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he would say things like that. But we're going to get into some of that as well. But I just want to make sure everybody get a good glimpse of what this word Lord means. Because, I think it was Ephesians 1 and 3. Just so many different places. Ephesians 1 and 2 says this, and we read 1, 2, and 3. It says this: grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting? Blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
Yeah. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, I, Paul, am under God's plan as an apostle, a special agent of Christ Jesus, writing to you, faithful believers in Ephesus. I greet you with the grace and peace poured into our lives by God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to high places of blessing in him. Amen, amen.
So that was the Messenger Bible, right?
Yes, Pastor.
See, the Messenger Bible is showing you that the word Lord means master, controller, So in the New Testament, here's what you're going to learn about the word Lord. It recognizes who Christ is.
Amen.
So you see a lot of things that recognize that Christ is Lord, but God is of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father.
Amen.
And every time the word is associated with it, you're getting ready to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Blessed be the God and our Father. There it is right there. Blessed be. Blessed be. You're going to receive a blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. See, the word Lord is associated with blessing.
Yeah, thank you.
I just can't get past this word when Jesus says, we're to love the Lord, our God. And then God said, I only said that because I want you to be on my level. I want you to think like I think. That's why God wants you to love. It ain't the kind of thing we've been taught. Oh, you got to love. No, it should be volunteer. But he command us because he know that man needs to communicate with him. And the way you communicate with God is through love, brothers and sisters. Faith in the Lord. Faith in his love. Trusting that he is Lord.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
And the more I think about this word Lord, the more I'm reminded that it's sort of like, I know one time he said, oh, you the man. See, when they saying that means you're Lord. Hey, you're the main man. You know, you're the big gun. You're the big dog. You're the big chief. You're the man. That's what the word Lord means. Celebrate it, brothers and sisters. Christ is Lord.
Amen. Yes, he is.
I tell you what, Satan recognized him.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Matthew 4, he recognized him as Lord.
Yeah.
Hopefully, where is this at? Okay, I'm looking for my note. Okay, Andrews watched, the Bible says, as the Lord ascended. He was the Lord. In Acts 1:13, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay. Okay. From the King James, Acts 1 and verse 13, and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abide both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. Amen.
When, a lot of time in the book of Revelation, it talks about the first day, the week they call the Lord's Day. Over in Revelations 1 and 10, I'm just trying to show you some stuff that you may have missed. Jesus instructed them of the Lord's Supper. He said, now, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. It's called the Lord's Supper. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the Lord. So when you began to use the word Lord, expect a blessing.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. It was the angel of the Lord that called Joshua. Over in Joshua 5 and 14, he called, and also in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 13, it was the angel. It was mm-hmm. the angel that talked to Mary. He said, the Lord have found
all
favor
right.
in you. It was the Lord.
Oh, thank
see,
you.
Anytime the word Lord is associated, listen, brothers and sisters, you're getting ready to get blessed.
Amen.
Remember Isaiah 61 and 2? We'll read that. In Isaiah 61 and 2, we're going to run over about 5 minutes. I'll tell y'all that right now.
61 and 2. It says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Amen.
Well, I you sure you was in Isaiah 61 and 2, but it said the Lord, but what I was looking for is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Okay. I'm sorry, because I was in 62. Okay.
It's okay. You see how the word Lord flowed? Now I didn't even know that was there. But it's in agreement with what we're saying here. When you use the word Lord, you expect a blessing.
Amen.
On somebody, the Lord tell me to tell somebody that right now. Something you've been waiting on, something you've been waiting for to happen, call him Lord and watch what happens.
Praise God. 61 and 2 reads Isaiah 61 and 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Amen.
God want to comfort you.
Yeah.
You ain't heard that yet? I said God want to comfort you. It's the
Thank
year
you.
Of the Lord. It's a year you want to bless you and bless your socks off. But you got to recognize him as Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I know you know him as God. I know you know him as Jesus. I know you know him as Christ. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Satan knew that he wasn't supposed to crucify the Lord of glory. The Bible says if he knew that, he'd never crucify the Lord of glory. He wouldn't have done that. That's stupid.
Right.
He wouldn't have been that big a fool. Listen, brothers and sisters, your blessing is in using the name the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, so a lot of times in the Old Testament, you'll see that they use the word Lord. And like Nisi, when they said Jehovah, Nisi, that's Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
When he said Jehovah Rapha, that's Lord. See, they knew how to use the word Lord.
Amen.
And would be beneficial to them. Well, that's what we need to do in this day and time. You know why? Because it is the acceptable year of the Lord. It's the time that the Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Y'all didn't hear that yet. Let me say that one more time because I don't want you to miss. I want you to know the blessings is up in this thing. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Not any spirit. It's the Spirit of the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord have anointed me to preach. Not anybody. The Lord has anointed me to preach. Good tidings unto the meek. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Told you, when you see that word Lord, you associate goodness with it. You're getting ready to get blessed.
Amen.
His anointing is with it. But it's only with the word Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hallelujah. We'll continue on, but I just want to make sure everybody getting this. Start using it. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start using it today. When you pray, start praying to the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, anyone have anything they want to share? Anything you want to share on the scriptures? Anyone?
Yes, yes, Pastor. I just want to read Ephesians 1, 2, and 3 from God's Word. It said, God will... Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. It says, goodwill and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. Amen. So in God's word, it does say the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. The Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what is just making it plain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll do this for the next 7 days, you can come back to me and say, preacher, you lied. But if it's something you believe in God for, the next 7 days, use the word Lord every time. Even when you said thank you, instead of saying thank you, God, say thank you, Lord. The Lord want to show you who he really is.
Amen.
He want us to have that mind. He want us to think like he thinks. But you got to develop it. And David knew it. So he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Did you hear that? Who your shepherd? The Lord. Who is the Lord? So Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
He shall my Christ.
Amen.
Anyone else? Before we dismiss, hallelujah. Anyone else? All righty then. Well, thank y'all so much, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Yes.